Please wait. Okay, we're recording. All right, welcome to the March 24th, 2026. The wrong one. Thank you. Welcome to the March 25th, 2026 regular meeting of the Port of Kingston Commission. Comments from those in attendance will be allowed upon recognition of the chair. Please identify yourself by stating your name. We'd like to remind everyone that while we greatly value your input, the commissioners will not be responding to questions and comments during our regular session meetings. This practice ensures the meetings run efficiently and within the scheduled agenda. The executive director or a commissioner will follow up with you after the meeting. Thank you for your understanding and continued participation. If you would like to be added to the agenda for a future meeting, please contact the port office at least 1 week prior to the regularly scheduled meeting. Please submit your documents and or presentations at the time of your request. This is a preliminary agenda and is subject to change. And I'd like to call the meeting to order at 6:36. And if we could all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, and the flag is behind us here.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All righty. So I must have had this. I need to reorganize for a second. Okay, now I'm ready. Okay, hopefully everyone's had a chance to look at the agenda, and I entertain a motion about said agenda.
So moved.
Okay.
Second,
very good. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, super. Okay, we're on public comment time. We have a public amongst us here. Would you are it? do you have anything for the commission?
No.
You just right, very good. Okay, thank you. Okay, moving along, we have the consent agenda. These matters are routine and will be enacted by one motion of the commission with no separate discussion. If discussion is desired, that item may be removed from the consent agenda by a commissioner. The items are approved February 25th, 2026, regular meeting minutes. B, approved March 3rd, 2026, special session minutes. C, approved March 10th, 2026, special session minutes. And then D, approved February 2026 warrants in the amount of $131,078.67. Which includes $53,507.37 and $77,571.30, and further EFT payments in the amount of $130,600.21.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Very good.
I second that.
Second. Okay. All, excellent. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Great. All right. We have for us a resolution, and we're just the resolution itself, number 2026-03-25-01, appoint board commission positions. And I think I have it here, I believe it's on page 14. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. So we have had some discussions and came up to the resolution of this said resolution about appointment of commissioners. And I think, you know, it's pretty self-explanatory. It's real simple. And, well, I guess I can move that we adopt said resolution, 2026-03-25-01.
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
Very good. And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Super.
Would you like to sign this now and hand it to you?
Sure.
That's not a bad idea. Should we sign one? Do we have one that's kind of a clean copy?
She signed hers, so we can just do that after.
Yeah, we'll do that after. Yeah. Perfect. Okay, moving along to item seven, discussion items. And number A, Rotary Golf Tournament Sponsorship. Looks like maybe we've been asked about that. You want to talk about that, Greg?
Yeah. So we did, I think it's actually the first time that actually somebody, they asked us. It's not something we have traditionally sponsored, but there's nothing to say that we can't sponsor the Rotary Golf Tournament in August. You know, we do sponsor our primary things that we, you know, put a lot of money and time into is the Christmas lights and the
4th of July.
And then the 4th of July and the Chamber.
Yeah.
Those are the three things.
Yeah.
But they did reach out and ask if we would contribute to the Rotary Golf Tournament this year. So just putting for the board, you would like to sponsor. It's not in the budget, so it kind of has to go before you if it's...
Right.
Or should, because it's like, you know...
An amount?
Was there an amount to discuss? And is there, I mean, I wonder, is there some kind of presence they're asking for as well, for us to be there to... Well, help sponsor, or just it would be on their letterhead, you know, for the project, or what? I don't know.
I think that they have different, like they have a cart that goes around and serves drinks. They have a cart that might have food. They have different sponsorships at the holes.
Yeah.
That has your sign or your that.
Oh, yes. It, okay.
So if you sponsor right. a hole, or there's different. Games, certain
kind of different levels.
I can't remember closest to hole, and there's different things you can sponsor.
If if the commission thinks it's a good idea, yeah. you can just direct me, and then I'll come up with something I think at least is appropriate. You know, people tend to ask because they're like they have, you know, maybe a shortfall or whatever, but it just gives us a lot of more visibility. Honestly, there's a lot of people that yeah. do participate, a lot of businesses that yeah, yeah. participate and sponsor it. So
right.
they do a lot of good.
Yeah, they do a lot of good. So. It's, you know, it's, but I, you know, I don't get to drink for free, and I don't get any strokes off of 8 strokes per hole. So even if I play in it, since I'm really bad, I don't get any benefit.
I would Let's be. Put it that I way. Would not be the golfer so, there.
There's no
unless it's less it's less it's miniature golf.
I get infinite
then
amount
I'm okay.
of tonic water. No, I don't, you know, I have never played in or done it, but I know it's really a big deal. And, you know, but there's so many of these things, so it's really mm-hmm. up to the commission, like, if you want to, right? Yeah. There's Pie in the Park, there's the Salmon Derby.
Good
there's,
point, yep.
There's a lot of things that we do. And then, of course, there's all of the money that are, you know, a lot of the tax money goes towards maintaining parks and open space.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we put massive money. We have the Salt Air Beach. We have yeah, the,
right.
the you know, the ferry, Kiwanis Park,
yep.
The Port Park.
Yep.
You know, we have the Marina Park. So anyway, we in between that and the Christmas lights, you know, everything, we spend beyond what the tax money is,
yeah.
right?
Oh, sure. Yeah,
so
clearly.
If we look at where the money goes, let's say people were to ask, they usually want to go to public benefit.
Mm-hmm.
So usually look on, there is no margin on any of these things. We don't make any money.
Right. right.
So it's really just what we feel is public benefit and help support the community. And that's why traditionally you've done the Christmas in the Cove, the port has, and then the 4th of July
mm-hmm.
and the Chamber. And, you know, between those, you know, it's substantial, but you know, it's something that the, you know, the commission could also, you know, you could do it this year. We could say, hey, put something forward, see what the need might be.
Right, yeah.
And say, hey, you know, use your discretion. Yeah, I can approve, you know, I have signatory authority, but I just, it wasn't in the budget.
Right, yeah.
And then the other thing is, you know, at some point you may say, okay, let's look at all the potential asks, mm-hmm. and then we decide whether you want to rotate things or mm-hmm. whatever. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, some of my thoughts are, well, if there's an amount that they discuss for, say, it's X amount of dollar to have a hole or something, or do we do two holes, or, you know, right? I don't know. I mean,
usually, but
I mean, I would guess there's all sorts of businesses that would sponsor that kind of thing.
It is kind of one of those things where they do have a lot of participants when you look at the enrollment.
So right.
It is kind of nice visibility for the port because it's one of those things that's super well attended.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is, like, sometimes, you know, you hit different people in the community, mm-hmm. different participation. Like, mm-hmm. you do a lot of parks and trails, you know.
Yeah.
All three of you commissioners have things to participate, you know.
Yeah.
She does Kiwanis.
For sure.
So we don't, you know, I don't join anything specifically because I don't want to have any conflicts of interest.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It's just not appropriate for me. Yeah. You know, when I retire, maybe I would. Yeah. But, that's why I don't participate in anything.
That makes sense.
Just because otherwise proceed, you know, but you people live in the community over 100 years, well over 100 years combined, and, you know, you're publicly elected, but, you know, so staff, we just kind of draw that line in the sand. It's up to the commission what you use for it.
Right, right.
And there are times when sometimes, you know, there's shortfalls, you know, so they're like, you know, this is really tough, so we get people to come. And
sure.
Since it's not in the budget, and this is something that would be considered, I think, promotional hosting, and we're capped by law on what we can spend on promotional, but we're not at the cap. I don't want to represent that.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like,
unless a hole costs, you know, $10,000 to sponsor something,
yeah,
then it's like,
we would start getting towards the cap.
Then we're like, that's not.
So I pulled it up. Tournament sponsor is 5,000. Participating sponsor is 4,000. Party and Vegas sponsor, Latitude 48 Group, is 3,000. Golf cart sponsor is 2,000. Breakfast sponsor, 2,000. Lunch sponsor, 1,500. Putting contest sponsor, 1,000. Beverage cart sponsor, 1,000. Bar, tea, and Vegas bar sponsor, 1,000. They have some people listed under some of these.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Let's party sponsor, 1,000. Entertainment sponsor, 800. Uber sponsor, 750. Donor circle, 750. Golfer, 640.
Oh.
Tea sponsor, 500. Driving range sponsor, 450. Practice green, 450. It goes all the way down to longest drive sponsor is 300. The yard, then they do have some of these already covered.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Licorice sponsor, 300.
What?
It goes down to $20.
Oh, okay.
You know, from $5,000 to $20. So there's all sorts of different things that you can sponsor.
All right. Gotcha. Well, it is, I mean, it is a really well attended event as well. I mean, I'm leaning toward maybe like a food thing sponsor as a thought. I don't know. Do you have any thoughts, Mary?
No, I go and watch over the hole. I'm supposed to make sure nobody. That's what
does
I do.
Something. Do you make sure there's no bears that come onto them?
Because
that has happened, yeah.
Do they play at White Horse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it's at White Horse. It's a difficult course, but,
it's really good.
You know. Yeah. What's the food ones then? I mean, that's where I'm leaning. I don't know.
There's a licorice rope one, a licorice sponsor.
What was
there's,
the lunch?
Lunch cart or
let
something?
Let me look here. Hang on. Donor's circle. Let's party sponsor.
Maybe we wouldn't want to do the let's party.
Oh, that's Radiant is their sponsor.
Okay.
Lunch. Oh, that's already Yeah, those are all kind of taken.
Oh.
But it looks like more than one person could possibly do it. I don't know.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah.
Check with them, but...
Well, I mean,
the breakfast and lunch were like $1,500 and $1,000.
Yeah, those were the golf... Virginia Mason sponsored the golf cart sponsor.
Oh, okay.
Breakfast sponsor is Puget Sound Energy. Lunch sponsor was Point Casino. Putting contest sponsor is In Memory of Alice Amass.
Oh.
Beverage cart was by Radiant. So the one that's open right now is Let's Party sponsor.
Maybe we can trade someone.
Entertainment sponsor.
Just come up with a number.
Entertainment? I mean, what's the entertainment one?
It's 800.
800? That's kind of where I'm leaning. I mean, it's...
I know I have a lot of my comments on the paper. Surprisingly, this is a public entity, right? There's a lot on taxes from the public.
Uh-huh.
All those other sponsors are businesses.
Yeah.
So why would the port be giving public money to...
Because it's... Because the port's duties are about economic development. And so we have a component in our budget for... What's that described, Greg? It's
tourism.
Like tourism and
promotional
hosting, that kind of thing.
Support
so it's a good placeholder for being able to promote, you know, port activities. And there's a lot of people that come over on the ferry. And so the promotional part of the Port of Kingston is, well, hello, we've got an excellent marina, and you know, you're kind of here as a guest, and you're coming through, but you know, come and stop and stop and. Mm-hmm. We've already given them a lot of money, so this, I mean, it kind of makes sense, but that's kind of where I'm leaning. I don't know. I mean,
so do we want Greg to get back to us on this?
Well, that's a thought too. We can do a little. Maybe we can do a little working around that. The entertainment component. Makes sense.
When's their tournament? It's in May, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
I thought you said August.
Oh, August. Oh, that's even better.
Yeah.
I'll get back to you.
June 26th.
Yeah.
June 26th.
Right. Yeah.
So they were just reaching out to see if we were.
I think the one thing that kind of the difference here is like some of these things, like we do. So we work with KEDA. And we work with things that are a little more with some of the businesses. And there are some, and then so there are other things where it'd be like, okay, that would not necessarily be exact, like affordable housing.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying that there's lots of really good causes in the world.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Like we don't really sponsor the parks and trails, even though we let you participate in it, right?
Yeah.
So there's all these things where you personally participate maybe,
yeah.
Or
mm-hmm.
And you're not really necessarily representing the port, but
yeah.
This is one of those where it's kind of a little bit a lot more along the lines of some of the businesses and also, you know, getting the port out in front of people, even though, to be honest, the other stuff that we do is probably more important, you know, in some ways that we, it's not very romantic to build a bathroom, but everybody has to have the restrooms in order to be able to commute, and we're transportation hub, right?
And a marina is required to have a restroom, too.
I know, it's just that nobody goes, hey, oh, yeah. Fantastic, you put in a sewer line.
Yeah. A working restroom.
Yeah.
You know, but in reality, those things are needs, and, you know, sometimes just people don't know, you don't see the port out there, is sometimes the feedback we get.
Yeah,
but that's because, you know, we also are like try to really focus on needs more than wants.
Right.
So it's kind of a up to the commission, but I can come back to you and talk to Rotary. You know,
well, and we could also
I've
yeah.
Never participated in.
I mean, we could also talk about hey, do we want to have a limitation? Do we want to say let's leave it at 1,000 or less? You know, do we want to do the 5,000? I don't think so. No.
I think we start running into trouble because we have really sponsored. And we do, you know, it's like I said, we do, when we did the line of business and we do all the allocation for cost allocation
yep.
for expenses,
yep.
You know, we do spend a lot of money on mm-hmm. things that are public benefit but provide no revenue whatsoever.
Sure, yeah.
So then, you know, so it's like, but we have plenty of cap.
Yeah.
You know, we have plenty of money in promotional posting. We don't do anything like a lot of boards do, to be honest.
Yeah, right.
We don't participate in any of these things. We're not even close to the.
Yeah.
But what we do is we have left some room in there because they've run short, like 4th of July or different things where they run up against it, and then it's kind of in the 11th hour and they come and ask
us.
And then I come to you and ask you for a line item approval, and that's kind of, this is a, so I'll come back to you.
Yeah.
The timing makes me want to say, let's make a decision now.
Oh, okay.
So that they're not pushed out yet another month, as close as they are to the deadline.
Well, we can say like a not exceed, you know, 1500, something like that.
Tuesday.
Okay.
He's going to get back to us on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, Tuesday.
Oh, right, because, yeah, we're going to have a meeting, because you have to go, you're going on a trip, so in this coming Tuesday, we can have that as a, taking action, we should make that a special meeting then for Tuesday, right?
Okay.
Sorry, Chris. Another special meeting for you.
Oh,
I'm being thorough.
Are you talking about the 31st?
Yes. Yeah. Tuesday the 31st. So Greg's going to come back to us.
And we're having a special
Should we say, well, because we have to make a decision on this.
Yeah, but I'm saying we're adding another special meeting.
Yeah, as far as I knew, you guys had already agreed to having a work session on Tuesday.
We did.
So now we're just changing the title.
We talked about that last night.
Yeah.
That's my understanding.
Yeah, cool.
Okay.
And what time is the 31st?
4:45.
Yeah. 4:45. Okay. Well, that's good.
So could we take just a moment to look at the next week?
Sure.
Thank you. So today is the 25th.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow's Michelle Lavota's retirement party.
Yep.
Quickly notice that, should we?
Okay, and then the special meeting on those.
We should probably all be there.
Yeah, okay, I guess we should publicly notice, but you just don't talk, you're not going to talk about board business.
No. Tomorrow's thing.
Michelle Lobotis.
I'm definitely going because.
Me too.
She's a community of.
Icon.
Stalwart icon of the community.
So, no discussion.
No.
No discussions.
Right.
No standing next to each other.
Yeah. We will look sideways at each other.
We will mill with the group. All right. Okay. Letter of support for the Greater Kingston Chamber of Commerce. Grant, we kind of already signed it, but let's talk. We can talk about it. You want to just kind of.
Basically, in a nutshell.
Yeah.
So the chamber's applying for a grant with T-Mobile. And it goes towards artwork, and it's a grant program that Chamber just asks for a letter of support. Looks like a great program, and I guess you've already think it's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
So
it is a good idea.
We will sign that letter of support. You have signed that letter.
Yeah.
Good.
We'll just
so
check.
I'll give that to her. She can submit that.
Very good.
Good job, Chris.
Okay, moving on to financial report.
Okay.
Let's see, where is that? That's page,
13.
Thank you.
So I'll just kind of give you the summary of the financial reports. The financial statements for February year to date were reviewed by the finance director, Audrey Trainer. She's not here. I just told her it's the location, but it's not 100%. So the balance sheet, the cash and equivalents total $2,558,263.
Yep.
The debt, which is remaining on the LTGO bond, is $509,500. We paid down basically about half the debt on that note. And that is, basically, it was a loan from Kitsap Bank for the covered mortgage.
Yep.
So we paid down a little half our debt on that. And
that's great.
Net cash reserve, so if we were to pay that note off, we have a net cash reserve that totals $2,048,763. With regard to the P&L, the profit and loss year to date, so gross operating revenue, including cost of goods sold, totals $452,706. Total operating expense before depreciation totaled $462,594. And net operating loss before depreciation was $9,887 and $88,757 after depreciation.
Oh, right.
We get depreciation of, you know, pretty close to about $40,000 a month.
Right.
So it ends up about close to $500,000 a year. Non-operating income slash expenses, that includes property taxes, lease interest, investment income, was $35,741. We haven't really received any property taxes year to date. So it was a net loss year to date of $53,116. We had pretty good loss, you know, about $50,000 in January, but we only lost a little over $3,000 this month in February.
Oh, so wow, really? That's amazing.
That is good. We know that we do not have a very, you know, your
we're
expenses.
Not balanced throughout the year. Yeah.
No, it's, and so you have, you know, drop in revenue, yeah, where we, you know, really make the revenues in the third quarter. Yeah. But of course, we want to be positive net operating income for every month ultimately, and overall we do. Yeah. We came out last year like a positive $140,000 after depreciation. So, you know, we're doing better and better and better, and we keep strengthening, but obviously we need to kind of keep improving. And but that's, you know, that's not bad compared to what we budgeted for, what we expected. But I think, you know, for other people looking at it, if you're not familiar with reading the financials and seeing our business cycles really do actually almost perfectly follow a quarterly basis.
Yeah.
So month to month is always problematic, but if you look at a 3 month, you know, Q1, at the end of that, usually that's a cycle. And then we get into the second quarter and that's kind of a cycle. And then the third quarter is our peak period, because that's the peak of business and voting and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So that's where we really make most of our profit is in the third quarter. And then we go into fourth quarter and we do pretty well.
Excuse me.
You know, yeah, we're doing pretty well. I mean, considering, you know, I never like to see losses. It bothers me a lot, but
yeah,
it's just because we have such inconsistent cash flow and revenue in our business. So
yeah,
and so, you know, we have a decrease in cash and equivalents of $266,539 from this time last year. And that's mainly due to the restroom project.
Yeah.
We knew that we did a capital project that's going to usually draw down on your reserves.
Reserve, right.
And then seasonal mortgage this year is about half of what was projected at $14,080. We just haven't seen very much seasonal mortgage on the guest stock this year. Now we aren't really like focused on marketing it and pursuing that business. You know, we're really focused on trying to deliver the restroom, and we've had a number of other, you know, maintenance repair projects. We're also really have been kind of steadily down on staff. We've had people out just, you know, off and on pretty consistently, which, you know, rolls through everybody. You know, we don't have lots of staff.
Maintenance or things too is
kind of everything. So, you know, if you have two people out, you know, That's actually a big burden.
Yeah, because the office has to run and you have to fuel people.
And we're open 7 days a week. Yep. So if you have people out, especially at the front desk, somebody has to kind of fill in, backfill in. Parking has increased with implementation of the new parking software.
Yeah, I see that.
Parking year to date is about $107,894.
That's great.
Compared to $85,000 last year.
Yeah. And the budget too, and compared to the budget, that's great. That's,
yeah. You know, we still do get some people, you know, they're definitely trying to navigate the new software. You know, as we said, we really had to move away from our old system. We were going to have to replace all that equipment. It was super expensive. We did do a financial analysis when we migrated to this software, but it is a change for people, and I understand that, you know, it's going to be a frustration. You know, we forgive a lot of tickets when people come in and they were trying to do whatever. They can just call in even and give us.
With the new system, yeah, right.
But they can just call. There's lots of different ways we try to make it so that you can do it. We don't, you know, if somebody even just calls and says, hey, I tried to do it, you know, even if they're running for the period, we go, run, just go, and then when you come back, then we'll take care of it. But there's still going to be some frustration, and we are sensitive to it, and we try to keep making adjustments. And there was some changes on the software provider too, right when we instituted it on their end, which created some issues that we had to work through with them. You know, they didn't communicate to us. It's hard to know with these things, but we looked at so many of these different software programs, and this one was just like, you know, really head and shoulders above whatever was out there. But, you know, there are people that don't have the right, you know, they may have like a flip-top phone, but, you know, you can even just leave a voicemail.
So
it's just a matter of trying to use it.
I'm sorry. Don't do that in the meeting, please. Really.
But we just don't have public comment.
There's no public comment time. We can talk after, but we really, really need that. We've had meetings go pear-shaped. I'm sorry, but yeah, please.
But we can talk after.
We can talk after, totally.
But it would just, so we're just trying to respond to those. We do have a knowledge base where we list everybody that has a complaint.
Yeah.
So, but I saw like on I don't sit on Facebook or any social media, but I got notice, hey, there was complaints on Facebook. So when we see that, we don't really go into social media to try to really respond to these things.
Yeah.
But what we do is we do take what the complaint is, and then we do try to say, I'll reach out to those people if we know who it is, or we try to say, okay, here's what we anticipate the problem is, then we troubleshoot that issue.
Mm-hmm.
So there was, there's just a couple, like we changed the signage out, because they said, well, the instructions were not perfectly clear.
Mm-hmm.
We changed the voicemail so that people can just leave a voicemail. They go right directly to parking if they want.
Yeah.
Anyway, we tried a number of different things. And then we, like I said, we've forgiven an awful lot of it.
Sure.
And then the other thing is somebody's running, because they're stressed, if they're running for the ferry, that's usually the problem.
Yeah.
Right? And they don't want to get the ticket.
Yeah.
So anyway, we try to accommodate people, but it's not perfect. I'll just be honest with you. But I've also seen other parking systems everywhere. And, you know, if you're in Seattle, you see it everywhere you go. There's different parking software. Everybody has it. But I also know that everybody else, Bremerton, other places, they have their parking software. They've had struggles too, and they still continue it. But for us to put in the machines and that kind of thing would defeat the purpose.
Doing
this.
Yep.
And we get a lot of positive feedback. You just don't sometimes hear that because that's not what people always post on that.
Yeah.
But we've tried to really accommodate people. It's been hard because we had people out. So normally there's people in the office on weekends, and even that's been hard.
Yeah.
We've had so many people out, you know, for a couple weeks, whatever, 3 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's, it just is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
It happens with new software, though. People have to take time to get used to it. I mean, that's happening in Paulsboro right now, too.
Oh, yeah.
With, you know,
they have a new system there too.
Yeah, it's just the way it is. You have to take time to adjust to it.
Yeah.
But we are really trying to be, you know, really pointed in terms of our responses to the issues. And, you know, a lot of it's just really, you know, if they're not used to even using a QR code or even texting.
Right.
You know, because some of you have flip-top phones. You know,
yeah.
And
well, and the problem with
walking people through it.
Yeah.
Not just doing it for them. So
that's
they
what
are,
I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, prepared.
Learn by doing.
See
actively
how it's working.
Mm-hmm.
And once they're set up in the system, then they find it really simple.
Yeah.
So they go, oh, okay, the second time I used it, it, you know, it wasn't pretty easy. Like even I went out and just tried to break it, and I was successful, where it just didn't work for me.
Yeah.
But I kind of walked through it, and then that's where we start making it. You try to, you know, test it. So to you, it might work easy. You know, you're like, oh, very, very, you know, coherent and use technology.
Yeah.
For me, I went through and used it, but I got it to do it within a minute and a half, 2 minutes.
Oh, okay.
And then I put in things incorrectly. And so we've tried to break it and do different things and test it. But once people have used it, then they had, we had usually had pretty good feedback subsequently.
Yeah.
But there are still people that are frustrated with it. And they haven't, basically what's funny is that there's a lot of people who haven't cycled through there yet.
Right.
Even use it.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, I never go over, but now I have a doctor's appointment, for example. That's usually what.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, I had to use it and start up. But we're going to try to keep doing a better job. We are still really being very, pretty forgiving on tickets if people have an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And then we tried to, we just let them just leave the information on the voicemail.
Yeah.
We don't want people to stress, so.
Yep.
But we do want them to comply with parking, with, with paying and
Yep.
And also it does give people an option, like they have hourly now. And the other thing is they can go and then they can just automate, go on their phone, they'll get a notice right away. If you tried it, you'll get the notice, which is nice to extend it.
Oh,
a lot of times people are getting stuck because the ferries are inconsistent, mm-hmm. and that's created part of this pressure point.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, the ferries, I'm stuck on the other side, I don't want to get a ticket. And so if that's been the case.
Upgrade your parking timing.
We've forgiven those tickets.
Yeah.
Like if they say, hey, I'm going to try to pay, but usually you go online on them.
Yeah.
But we used to have to forgive those tickets or try to all
right.
We were like, hey, I'm not willing to pay for 12 hours. I just don't think I need to.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, it gives people a lot more options.
That's great.
And it's a working process.
Yeah, that's great.
And we have adjusted the monthly, we capped it at 90.
Yeah.
We have more demand than that.
Monthly
parkers.
Yeah.
So we'll just see how that, it's going to be, it's probably going to become a little bit of an issue when there's going to be an April 1st fishing opening. And
yes.
When you only get the truck and trailers, because we're going to have 5 days supposedly for blackmouth. And when that happens, then they just suck up a lot of space in the parking lot.
Yeah.
So then they're it's peak periods is when you're going to get people stressing a little
bit. Yeah, yeah.
It's just the way it is.
Yeah, very good. Any financial report questions or?
Nope.
That's good. That's encouraging about parking. That's great.
It looks good.
Love it. Okay, commissioner reports. Mary, do you have anything?
The NKU team is continuing to try to have constructive conversation with KEC, Kingston Environmental Coalition.
Oh, okay.
And we'll see how that plays out.
Mm-hmm.
And the focus right now is on reviewing the, dozen properties that NKU examined in great detail 5 years ago.
Oh, I see. Okay.
With very good evaluative eyes.
Yeah.
And there really, it continues to come out that there really aren't good options besides mm-hmm. where we are.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think there's continued conversation about
location.
And stuff, And the other thing I wanted to comment on is that the team tried really hard to have a really positive dialogue between the True Tribes.
Oh, yeah.
That was brought to the table by NKU.
Mm-hmm.
And it hasn't borne fruit.
Yeah.
Basically played the role of saying, I don't expect it's going to, they've been doing this for a long time, but, mm-hmm. and they're not going to do it our way because we told them.
Mm-hmm.
And and I got a note from one of the tribal members who said thank you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, which was a big deal, mm-hmm. because they don't want to be told how to do their life with the other tribe.
Sure.
It was a fairly obnoxious effort to begin with, I think.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But all of the people that were related to it got right away, except Clint, why this wasn't a good deal.
Oh, right, so, right, right. That makes sense.
I mean, it's just not got a future. It's not our job. It's not mm-hmm. our role.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. I'm glad you're keeping appraised of that project. That is, will be an interesting thing in the community for sure.
Yep.
It comes to fruition, so it's good.
And okay. I think one of the other questions with the tribe's positions, the tribe's S apostrophe, however that wants to work.
Yeah, yeah.
that I'm sorry, I got very involved in trying to sort that out.
No, that's no worries. That's great.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be much come out of that mm-hmm. relationship.
Traction.
Tribes.
Yeah,
yes.
Right. Yeah. That's good to hear.
There.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah. And, but the effort to do it in a acceptable, positive way, I mm-hmm. think has been good.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they're keeping it really, the information they're providing is consistent and well spread as well,
yeah.
and is honest and fair and all of those good things too, so, which is great for that group, for sure.
Yeah, so Rotary Chamber, what do you expect?
It is, for sure, yep, yeah, yeah. Cool, great, thank you. Anything else, or?
No.
Yeah, that's great. Laura?
So I did CARE-CC this last month. I did the Zoom because of our meeting that we
oh,
had that night.
Right.
There was a few things I missed. I know I missed
yeah.
them.
Yep,
what
yep.
meeting was that, Laura?
CARE-CC.
Yeah, gotcha.
The updates, they were talking about those ADUs that they're working on. And they've launched in mid-January. Paulsbo did groundbreaking the Saturday right before the meeting, and for their first ADU, which is up at Robb Park.
Hmm.
And it's going to be used as a viewing and model, and it's replacing a mobile home that's already up there.
Mm-hmm.
Bainbridge Island said that they're issuing permits for those ADUs.
Mm.
Mayor Wheeler said that they have 7 in permit status right now and 1 under construction.
Mm.
Rob Patonsu was talking about that they're going to put a line item on the budget to keep the building codes updated.
Mm.
Probably on a yearly basis, because
mm.
apparently they didn't have that line item previously, and they're realizing the importance of it going forward.
Oh, right.
And the TransTAC competition that we talked about previously last month is still underway.
Oh, right.
The tribes have realized that Kitsap Transit has stopped bus service out their way. So they're going to be checking in with John Clausen in order to try to see what they can do to get that going again out that way.
Interesting.
And the Gorse project is down to 4 options. The military is going to extend their no-fly zone by 3,000 square feet, which makes it go to places that people weren't expecting, especially in Bremerton at the ferry dock. And so they're trying to work out exemptions that people can apply for because, you know, if there's drone things going on and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because of what's going on the world, they're extending.
With drones, right.
Yeah, they're extending their, by 3,000 feet.
Wow.
The part that they cut out on was when John Clausen, my sound cut out on, was John Clausen was talking about a new training facility for Kitsap Transit that was going in. And I thought he said, I couldn't understand whether he said it was a 50 million or a 15 million. So I got on the chat and I asked. And instead of typing it back to me, they said it out loud again and it still did. I couldn't tell. I don't know what it was. But there's a new training facility going in by Kitsap Transit. I'm thinking 15 rather than 50. But
yeah.
It could be 1.5. So, don't know. But that being said,
the number 1 and 5 are in the
it was just those meetings should be attended in person. Also, the Port of Bremerton was talking about the new boardwalk that they have going
in.
And then I'm moving on to KCAC. That survey that's out for Cola-Cola.
Yeah.
It's in the process now. If you haven't taken the survey, do that. There's going to be a June presentation at KCAC for the Cola-Cola.
The survey,
Correct, to update that.
Marla,
when she gave her update, she talked about her presentation to our port.
Yeah.
And if anyone else wanted to, she would be glad to give the presentation. Mm-hmm.
She gave it to Kiwanis, I think.
Yeah, she said she was going to.
Yeah.
On May 2nd and 3rd, 10 to 2, Heronswood is having a sale. Earth Day celebration on April 22nd from 9 to 4 at the Longhouse. And May 2nd, the Village Green is having their 10-year open house. And then Chris Galbraith, which is really interesting because we were talking about Rotary. He was saying that 17% of their budget goes to international services, and how they work with other Rotaries in the area to do things internationally, not just local. So, which I didn't realize how much international work that they did.
They do. They sponsor students, international students.
Yeah, that too.
As well,
they were talking about water systems too.
Oh, it's amazing.
And all sorts of things that they were doing, which I found just fascinating.
Yeah.
And let's see here. Chamber was talking about what we've talked about, and that they were talking about promoting the kites. They're bringing back the kites over Kingston.
Oh, kites over Kingston, yeah.
The Pirate Festival in June, and the concerts on the Green.
Yeah.
They're working on promoting events. And the Kites Over Kingston is on April 11th. And then Kiwanis is having a food drive on April 18th. And they talked about the incorporation for Kingston, the feasibility study that they were going to be working on. And that it wasn't going to be the typical, Steve might be able to tell more about it, wasn't going to be the typical thing that they do for studies usually. They're just going to do, there's going to be information only, no recommendations, which that's kind of, I don't know. They're going to talk a lot about services provided for city costs, revenues, and comparing it with other cities.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's what I got from it.
Yep.
And they were asking if there was a comparable city that anyone knew of, even though in their slide presentation they did come up with
like 8 different towns or cities or whatever. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. And they also talked about when people were talking in the audience, what it would mean to change the UGA boundaries.
Right. Yes.
They asked that question.
Yep. Yep. That's right. Yeah, because it's not just a city. A city wouldn't necessarily just be the UGA boundary. You can, you know, negotiate other areas for sure.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, they were talking about that, but I don't know. I'm not sure what that all, what the end result's going to be, but she's giving her presentation. When is she giving her presentation for that?
It is.
I know I put it down somewhere.
March 29th?
Okay.
What day?
They're going to close their thing in May.
Yeah. They were having a further discussion about it.
Maybe it was June.
I think it was June, so I don't think I wrote that down.
Because they're doing the study in March and April. They're going to close it in May.
Yeah.
And then it said meeting to come. I don't think maybe they said.
Yeah.
So when you talked about no recommendations, just...
Right.
Who would be making recommendations about what?
Whether they would think it was a good idea for us to do it, or if it was something that was, if they thought it was something that we could do, or, you know.
But who is they?
The organization that's doing the feasibility for Kingston. Michaela Jellico.
Yeah.
CAI is the company.
Community Attributes Incorporated is the name of the company.
So who are they reporting to?
County.
To
commissioners.
To the commissioners, yeah.
County commissioners. Yep.
I wish the focus were on providing what we need to think it through better.
Yeah, I think it was just about, it was pretty basic, to be honest.
It was. It was
real basic.
It's very basic. But she
it was
said
more
that
so, what services does a city need? And what services does the county provide, or your local fire district, or
there were good
PUD
questions
or
by
whatever,
the audience.
But the audience had great questions.
Yeah,
so
they
to
came
that,
back with, "Wait a minute here."
To your point, the audience came back with, "What are we getting?" You know, kind of thing.
Yeah. What about this?
You know,
what about that?
Yeah.
They also had a presentation by the
was this KCAC.
At KCAC.
The teen that was the representative to KCAC.
Yeah, yeah.
And she said that half of their teams went to state this year.
Yeah.
Even though they are the smallest 2A school in the state.
Mm.
Their assessment test results have gone up every year, and that 58% of the students plan on going to a four-year university.
Yeah,
but they
great.
Would like better resources for out-of-school things and job opportunities and filling out college applications.
Yep.
That's my report.
Yeah, and I can piggyback on that a little bit, because I did not attend my normal parks and open space group, because we've just been, the last two weekends I've been working with that group, and we're basically doing an awful lot of work here at the Village Green,
right?
Assisting them with the restoration of, you know, the blackberry degraded wetland and things like that, which is great. So we were able to get about 250 plants installed.
What were you installing?
All sorts of native plants.
Oh, not blackberries. So you were taking the
blackberries
in.
Blackberries come out.
You said install, and you said blackberries in the same sentence.
Not to confuse things, yes. We, throughout the last few times, we've been taking the blackberries out, but now this is the best time to plant. So they got a bunch of plant material from the Conservation District sale. And then, this last Saturday, we were up there assisting with that.
Very cool.
And getting the plants in the ground. It was great. It looks really good. I mean, I encourage, if we get out here early enough, maybe we can even walk up and I can show you guys. It's really cool.
Let's do it at a 4:45 meeting.
All right. Deal. That's right. Oh, yeah, we can do that next Tuesday. That'd be great.
We also want to tour the bathrooms.
Yeah.
You'll get to tour that on your own time.
Yeah, yeah. And everything else that's on my schedule, I don't think I've had any other meetings. KCAC and Nope. That's it. That's it for me. Okay. Oh, I'm running the meeting. I hope I wasn't too gruff with our member, but I think I was okay. All right. We have, yeah. Staff reports. Do you have anything else, Greg, for the, go to the order?
KEDA, I think that they kind of adopted the strategic plan that they came up with in December that I didn't see, I don't know if there's any changes to it or not. And they kind of went around, you know, asked everybody, you know, kind of a work session, you know, what does economic development? And it's hard, you know, people have their own kind of interpretations of what economic development.
Yeah.
It was more, I think, the exercise to talk about economic development amongst people. And, and then they shared it, you know, with the group. The board is like 37 people are on the board, so it's a massive board.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they have an executive board committee, which is only comprised of like four people or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, anyway, there's a lot of representation. Commissioner, County Commissioner Katie Walters is, I think, mostly represents the County Commission at this, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, with that group. You know, I think it's an important group. It was interesting because some regional council was there and a representative was there. Mm-hmm. And what was interesting was it didn't seem to me that there was a connection between KRCC and KEDA. So I sent something over and I said, hey, you know, those priorities for the Kutztown Regional Council are generated through KRCC.
Yeah.
So you probably should be connected with KRCC. So I sent Joe Morrison the information.
Oh, right, yeah.
One of the initiatives that KEDA is working on is how to address childcare. So they're developed a toolkit in terms to attract investment and be able to set up childcare in the county, because
mm-hmm,
it's a big gap that's causing a lot of issues for everybody. You know, it's extremely expensive,
mm-hmm,
and I think the tool gets a little bit more towards geared a little bit towards people operating childcare out of their homes.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of I think their focal point. You know, especially certainly with military and you know, but everybody really generally.
Mm-hmm.
So those were, you know, but I'll share the strategic plan with all of you. I'll distribute it so you can review it.
Good.
I don't want to put it out there. And Port of Bremerton, Jim Rothlin, he did a really nice presentation about the Port of Bremerton. They have a lot more wherewithal than we do, you know, to be able to.
They have a huge tax base.
They generate, you know, over $4 million a year, so. But they, of course, they have the airport, and they have a lot of assets, but they're doing a lot of things, and they're really improving things over there. And then they have, you know, some more like some, I would call them like more startup kind of entities and efforts to try to get people and attract small businesses, that kind of thing,
mm-hmm,
to come in and work in,
mm-hmm,
which is kind of cool. But I think, you know, one of the themes too was that it's very difficult to do permitting and get things, but they're a little bit more successful in the cities within city limits.
Mm-hmm.
The cities are definitely, you know, are issuing permits and seem to get stuff through. You know, it's just kind of making connections a little bit more than anything. And,
mm-hmm,
you know, then we moved on, but it was introducing some new board members. So Diana Riggins was one of the new board members. She's moved back to the Squamish tribe, California, and she's kind of been a serial entrepreneur. So, but she's also part of the executive committee,
mm-hmm,
now. So she, mm-hmm, she came and joined. And she's their business
development. Okay,
right. Business development, economic development.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Tribe. So she, I think she took over for Jay Mills.
Oh, right.
For some of the stuff that he did.
Right. Right. That makes sense.
Huh. So that was KEDA. That's report out for KEDA.
Yep.
And the chamber is working on, well, they have this initiative, the grants, but they're doing an awful lot of stuff out there. They're trying to move forward on a walking mat, developing that, and then having it posted over on the, right by the alehouse there and updating it so that people have walking maps. And I think they're going to try to do it so it's also electronic. So they're moving forward on that.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't really had meaningful discussions about the electronic board, the reader board. Mm-hmm. It's past its prime.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what's going to happen with that? Because we're not going to be able to maintain that.
That sign was a big deal because of the land use review that occurred and, you know, that they didn't want it to be a distraction to motorists, but still, you know, be able to be informational. It's the same deal with the high school sign. And then they've updated that, of course, you know.
But it's got to get replaced.
Yeah.
There are parts.
Okay, that's it. So it's going to be a discussion between everybody. And one of the discussions could be, there's a couple things that that I think the Port Commission, you should talk about.
Mm-hmm.
One is what's the role of the Metropolitan Park District? Mm-hmm. And what are they willing to take on? But maybe there needs to be some discussions because really their responsibility is greater than what they're taking on currently. Mm-hmm. I think they've resisted any kind of change in that definition. They're starting to open up though and change their mm-hmm. thinking a little bit. But I think that, it would make more sense for them to take on Salt Air Beach as well as the Kiwanis, that State Ferry Park. Mm-hmm. It's got, both those are going to be parks perpetuity. They have way more taxing authority than we do,
mm-hmm.
and it goes specifically to public benefit. And, and they're right here. I mean, they can, just like they're talking about taking on Cola Park. Well, then you should take on those parks too.
Yeah.
Well, you are a park.
Well,
it has parks
in the name. Yeah.
But the difference is like the Kiwanis Park, that can never, ever be commercially used, because it's in the purchase sale agreement that it would convert, it would go back to, revert back to the Moga family.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the case. So it's already constrained, pretty severely. It is a park. It will always be a park now.
Yep.
And then that would allow the park district to put as many garbage cans at that park as they want.
Mm-hmm.
They could put 100 garbage cans on that parking
mm-hmm.
area. So we don't do garbage, right? And we aren't a park district. We, the port kind of, it's really outside of really what we are supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, to be honest, if that was, we purchased that property and it was going to be converted for development, then that would be something we should be interested in. But
mm-hmm.
really, that was outside of really what our mission is.
You're right, yeah.
And the same with Salt Air Beach. And that's, they have 75 cents per $1,000 of taxing authority. So if I was a taxpayer.
We have 45.
Yeah. Not versus 45, which is what ours. So we're about two-thirds of what they have, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know. I think it's worth a discussion. And if the Port Commission wants me to or directs me to, you should talk amongst yourselves
mm-hmm.
and say, hey, I think we would formally transfer those assets over to them for a dollar. Then they have a tax base against which those could perform.
Mm-hmm.
It's public benefit. You can argue there's some economic. They're trying to put these arguments forward.
Yeah.
And I'm just telling you, the arguments don't hold water with legal counsel for us to provide garbage service. Statutorily, we're not allowed to do this. We can provide garbage cans on our site. But then what happens if people just start, we can't say, we're just going to let people go dump all their garbage on our property.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what was happening up there
mm-hmm.
to the point where we were overrun with garbage, right? And so, but we'll take a look at what we can do on the site. But the reality is that if that went over to the park district and they wanted to maintain it,
mm-hmm.
that's what taxes are for, public benefit and nothing, there's great benefits and it's those are parks.
Yeah.
So I think if that dialogue is there, then it also expands, because if they want garbage, I don't know what their statutory authority is for park districts. So I don't know that they can do it all the way up through town.
Oh, good point. Yeah.
So I don't think they have that kind of authority. I think the reality is that's the county. And
yeah.
they need to talk to the county and not, but they're going to come here and they're going to talk to the, Nancy Langwood from Kingston Stakeholders wants to come and talk about garbage on April 7th, which is great. She can talk about garbage, but...
That's what she wants to talk about?
Yeah, and they're trying to figure out what to do, and one time when, and they haven't, this has been going for decades now.
Oh, God, yeah.
Right? So this is one of those things where the reality is...
Ever since the big bellies bellied up.
If you don't like the level of service, you have to pay to play. Whether it goes through a park district, or whether it goes through a lid, or, you know...
They do an association of some sort.
A business improvement district.
Sure.
Or whether it goes to the county through your taxes. And if a taxi says no, if the county says no to providing those services, you need to incorporate. This is what people incorporate. I don't like the level of service I'm getting. I want more. Well, you have to pay for it, but here's the thing, which is also counterintuitive. So there's all these, honestly, there's very, very, very many subjective arguments that are not necessarily empirically based about incorporation. And one of them is, like, for example, on Bainbridge Island, after they incorporated, taxes went down. Okay. Your taxes went down. It's counterintuitive. But that's what happened to people. Now, over time, they've gone back. They've gone back up, but they've increased a lot of their services, their level of service. But you can contract those services. And here's the thing: if they incorporate, you can contract services with the city of Paulsville. You can contract services with the city of Bremerton, the city of Port Orchard, the city of Bainbridge Island. You can contract services with other agencies, the state, through interlocal agreements. That's what all these little towns that are incorporated around the country. That's what they do. Carlton, Oregon. If you've been to Carlton, you drive through there. Little town, Main Street, kind of a thing. You take a curve, you know, a turn, take a hard turn, and that's it. And then you're outside of town. It's incorporated. They have a city manager and they have a city attorney, and then they have maybe a few staff, right? And they contract everything through the county. All the sheriff, all the fire, all the rest of it is contracted. And you just pay for what you get. So I just think in this area, you know, they keep coming to the port and they keep returning over and over and over, and they're gonna, and people want to come and talk to you. You know, you've heard, I beat it to death, honestly, at this point. I beat it to death. Every year it comes up, every year. And I've gone to legal counsel to the point where legal counsel doesn't want to talk to me anymore. So you can call legal counsel. You can have legal counsel in the meeting, because I don't think people listen to me. They want, you know, it's like, well, they don't like to hear the word no. I just saw on Facebook somebody who was pretty upset, you know. Well, they say no and they just push it off to someone else. It's not pushing it off. If we have statutory authority, what we can do, we do. We are doing what we can, right? Happy to. If they talk about utilities, we can provide utilities. We can't provide garbage service because we don't have an explicit statutory authority to do so.
Is this a presentation that she's made to anyone else besides us?
I don't know. She's going to come talk to you about the issue and see what, you know, what the port can do. What, you know, and there's, you know, there might be some things that we can do during peak periods. I just don't think it's really the port that's the issue. Because right now, if you look at the garbage, there isn't a bunch of garbage that accumulates anywhere. Now what people do when they go uptown, they pack it. Because a lot of the garbage is from the creperie and sourdough bellies, right?
But the bulk of the garbage,
The bulk of it, it's from restaurants and takeout. You don't have the takeout now because of COVID as much. You still do have quite a bit, though. And those people go to their cars and they pack it out. The ferry complained to us about all the garbage going to them, but we aren't getting, but what we had was, if we put a garbage can, the garbage cans where we have them down in the park, for example, we have eyes on them. And we have all the garbage containers. We do manage that very proactively, get eyes on it. When the garbage can was up at the Kiwanis Park, people were just inundating it, and they'd bring over their garbage from their companies, and they just dump it there. And we're not, we don't have enforcement authority, and the staff aren't ready to, like, say, be heavy-handed. And so now, while you take it out, well, then they just take their food, they'll eat it, but they'll take their garbage back to their cars, because most of it's actually from ferry traffic. When you really see it, it's ferry traffic. It's the customer through ferry. So that's kind of where, you know, where most of that's being generated from. It doesn't solve their problem of having garbage cans all the way through Kingston. And, but is there a way for us, if we decide, well, that helps tourism or this and that, we could, you know, there's ways we could participate and maybe, you know, for beautification and tourism, so that there is garbage, the cans, but we can't provide the garbage service.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I mean, and I'm probably overreaching on that.
Mm-hmm. In what sense?
Legal sense, statutorily. Again, if you, you know, we could say, well, hey, we're just like with flowers or anything else, you know, you say, well, it does, but legal counsel will tell you that that's not economic development.
They've said it forever. We can't do garbage service without creating a new district.
And so then I'm just saying, well, we go back, you know, whose responsibility truly is it?
It's county.
It's the counties. Mm-hmm. And that's just the beginning and end. That's why they put the big, and then what they do, they put the most expensive cans you can on the earth in those things.
Yeah.
And they're difficult to keep operating correctly and this and that. And then you have to have garbage service, but really it's the county's responsibility. So it's just the bottom line. So you really should be talking to your county commissioner. And so we just want this, just do it.
Yeah.
But the county's got struggles, and, you know, financially. And so, you know, your timing is bad. So you'll hear more about garbage, but you're not going to hear much more from me. You can talk to legal counsel.
I'm
tapped out.
We've already talked to
Nancy and I have met with staff, and I think she knows where we're coming from. I'll be interested to see if she has anything new to say.
Met right, with what staff?
Port staff.
Oh, okay. Greg?
Yeah.
No.
No, I think TJ.
Okay.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And kind of what I said, though, to staff, since they, you know, some of the staff, since they haven't gone through the whole process, they don't know. And everybody wants to say yes, and they aim to please. And so then, you know, I said, look, if you imply that we can do something, then the assumption is they hear yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get down to the nitty gritty, it's no. We aren't supposed to do it. So then it's just putting the, and here's the problem, like you hear from other people. If someone else says, I don't know, why am I spending my tax money, or why are we doing that, right? Why are we doing that? That's a sound system.
Yikes.
Right above me.
Yeah, they turned it on accidentally, probably in their old building.
We've had so much input from our legal counsel in regards to this over the years. I mean, you could probably come up with 10 pages worth of responses that they have given us on this when we have asked them different ways.
Yeah. Ports don't do garbage.
Right, that's the bottom line.
Ports don't do garbage, the end.
And to be honest, it's true for many things when you try to, if you're trying to get guidance as a commissioner. Really, you know, you're governance, so you want guidance, right? The bottom line, so the rule of thumb is, if you don't have statutory authority per RCWs, then you really don't have statutory authority to do it.
Yep.
And you shouldn't be in that. And there are people that do have statutory authority, and they're the ones that are responsible for it.
That's right.
And has the presentation been made to the Park District?
No, but I'm saying to you that if you... Commissioners, that might be...
It has been done in the past.
Well, be possibly
There's
interesting.
All totally different parts people now. That wouldn't have a Except clue what Bobby. You're talking about. No, I'm just thinking county parks.
Oh, county parks.
Because county parks used to be the ones who picked it up from the big belly receptacles back in the day.
And see, they service Coca-Cola. So you know service here.
Hello?
Kidding.
Nope.
And they service the heritage parks. So there is service, they just don't want to expand the service.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Including Arnes Park as well.
And Arnes Park, sorry, yeah.
So that,
well, I was going to list a bunch of them, but
it's
obvious which county parks are, whether it's heritage or other, if they're county parks, they're service.
Oh,
there's the can at Heritage Park,
it's
too.
The same as having, it's the same as if you have sanitary cans, or you have bathrooms, they have to be serviced, right?
Wow. Yeah.
So,
wow.
But the people keep returning because there is an expectation of the port, and they just don't understand, you know, what the ports do. And they think it's a cop-out. I'll just put it out there. They think it's a cop-out that we're making some kind of ridiculous excuse. But I will tell you, this is why I don't want to do things anymore that are in somebody thinks it's a gray area.
Yeah.
It's because if you get somebody upset and they want to hold us accountable, they will hold us accountable, and then we will be in trouble because they can just sue us for doing things that we're not legally allowed to do.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but that's the world we live in.
Yeah.
And they do it. If they see anything and they get mad, they just bring suit. And then we spend a bunch of money and resource over nothing for doing something that we shouldn't be doing to begin with, and we know better.
Yep.
So now you can't plead ignorance, and neither can I.
Yeah.
And so now you're not going to hear from me, so it's a little bit harder for me to get not go.
Yeah.
That's okay. You don't have to say anything.
Yeah. So anyway, that's going to be coming up, and I totally understand it.
Well, yeah.
But we would do it if we could. It's like not even a problem.
Right.
Oh, clearly.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Be happy, you know?
Yep.
So, yeah. And
all right.
The bathroom is coming along. They're finishing painting it, you know, right now. We're still, you know, we're just kind of working through some stuff with the contractor. That's always happens when you get near the end of the the contracts, you know, and everything. But it is coming along. We had some really bad weather, which wasn't conducive to painting.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the power's hooked up to it, and you know, we're gonna have a good product when we're done. We better be. We will. We're going up for another. So we applied for two grants. We didn't get the ED grant, but we are up for the second review. So we're moving forward on being able to work on the parking.
Oh yeah, right.
And parking lot. Working on that.
Mm-hmm.
We did have a pretty, I thought it was pretty constructive discussion with the Army Corps of Engineers.
Mm.
So basically what we said was, all right, we'll pull those, we'll pull the
floats
out, put them on land.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. And then we are going to, we're drafting up a kind of a they call it a maintenance programmatic. It's not a true programmatic permit per se. Mm. And it's closer to what we call a nationwide, either do a nationwide permit or programmatic. But anyway, we're working with them on that. And part of that is we submitted all the paperwork for the dredge project to demonstrate that we did mitigation on it. And we'll see where that lands.
Ah, right.
So this is the dock that's in front of the hill house.
Yes.
Yes.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So that's where we're at.
That's good.
Okay.
Okay, co-commissioners, any other thing for the good of the order? Oh, yes, Chris, sorry.
I need t-shirt sizes for the 4th of July t-shirts.
Okay.
I already gave you mine.
From Greg and Mary.
Oh, right.
If you could.
I think I texted you. Captive.
What do they look like?
They're
they
white.
They are, let me see if I can find them.
I'm a petite.
Yeah.
That'll fit great. It's the 4th of July committee has made them, and it says like 250 years.
I wonder if I have a picture.
I'll see if I can pull up.
They're white with either white, red and red blue on them, something like that.
And it's a unisex, so more of a men's
sizing. I'm going to pass on this.
Okay.
I have a lot of port stuff that I...
Okay. We're purchasing them for everybody, so you can wear it on the 4th of July.
And then throw it away.
So,
I hear you.
Just right? A reminder to everybody to get their F1 in within the next 3 weeks.
Yep. I was starting to fiddle with that the other day. I forgot I keep a folder for that.
Yeah,
so
I got a folder.
It's like I just have to remember my password every time, and it's really not fun.
That's the problem I have too, but I'm getting my taxes done this weekend, and then after I do those, then I do that.
Yeah, and get that in.
Yeah, but I just wanted a reminder.
Thank you for that reminder. Okay, well, I think what we'll do is I'm announcing our next regular meeting, Wednesday, April 22nd, birthday, here at 6:30, and I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
We have a meeting next week, don't we, that we just threw
it's
in?
It's not the right, we just announced regular meeting.
It's a regular meeting I announced, not our next meeting, but the regular, yeah.
Very confusing.
Yep, okay. I know.
Make motion to adjourn.
Very
so
good.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Excellent. Okay.
So do we know who that guy is?
Yes. Hang on, wait.
So you can reach out.
One moment, please.
What time do you adjourn?
Answer the question.
It is 7:54. Why does it take so long for this thing to stop recording? I mean, I am hitting the stop button.
It doesn't want to miss you.
This is so annoying. I'm hitting the stop button. I'm just keeping hitting the stop button.
It likes her more than it likes you.
It doesn't like